Oh boy, that is clearly not the correct time. If you check your clocks at home, you will notice that it is currently 19:30 UTC, and that, my friends, is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am mostly known for my ability to drink tea. Oh, that's so good today. Delicious. I am also known for my love for the numbers. Yeah, we didn't have any numbers yesterday, did we? No, we didn't. So we're going to need some numbers today. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 404, number 437, number 584, number 786, number 813, number 879, number 900, number 941. Thank you.
You're welcome, numbers lady. You're the numberiest numbers lady of all numbers ladies in Numbers Town. I don't know what that means. One thing I do know, however, is that we need to make some more tea. I am running low. Gotta leave this room here. We gotta go up to the kitchen. I'm running a little bit low on tea, and my new thing is to start boiling water before I actually run out of tea, such that... What was that crazy sound? I got a crazy kitty over here. Do you want to make crazy kitty sounds on the radio? Because that's always fun for everybody. Hi. I'm not going to talk. Just going to smell the microphone. Because that's what kitties do. All right, so speaking of kitties, we're going to turn on the water here. Here comes the cat. Looks like she needs some more water in her water bowl. Do you need some water in your kitty water cup? Do you want some kitty water? Do you want some kitty water for a baby? Yes, you're a baby. All right, so we pick up the kitty cup, which is only 96% full, which means 100% empty in cat logic. Check your cat logic truth table. So we fill up the kitty water cup, we put it back on the ground for a kitty to drink. Now, is the water starting to get hot? The water is starting to get hot. So we grab the water boiling vessel and we start filling it up. Fascinating. Fascinating. So, do you listen to that show Dubious Goals Committee on a non-radio? Oh, what's it about? I don't know. It's just this guy. Seems to be some kind of local idiot. Basically, we listen to him make tea, drink tea, talk to his cat, and complain about the cold. And my cat thinks she wants to go outside. What? You were not going outside? Are you crazy? It's super cold out there. Oh, now she stops meowing. Well, I guess it's warmer than it was yesterday, but it's still only 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Bro, what? Kitties don't want to go outside. It's too cold for a baby. And don't act like, oh, I got a fur coat, so I'll be warm, because you were cold last night. Yes, I know you were cold last night. You going to drink your kitty water? That's fresh kitty water. I just put it in the cup. That's fresh. Yeah, you can drink it. It's yummy good for babies, huh? Are you going to drink it or not? You can drink it. It's yummy for kitties. Yes, it's good. I'm not going to talk to you if you're not going to talk on the radio. Instead, I'm going to drink the last of my tea. It's good tea. Now the cat's over by the door again, giving us some yangy yangs. Oh, I hear a yangy baby over here. What are you giving me the yangs about? Why are you so yangy today, huh?
Oh, now you're gonna stop talking? Please talk on the radio?
Nope. As soon as the microphone shows up, she thinks, oh, I better not talk because I don't want to be recorded because, oh, I might get hassled by the kitty cops. And they say, we got your voice on tape. You were on the radio.
You can't prove it. That's what you said, right? Oh, you can't prove it? Yeah, those damn kitty cops always trying to bust our asses, huh? Yes, because we're good crime kitties. Yes, so crime cops have to come and bust you. Meow, yes, you're a baby fluff-nuffin. Look at you, you're so fluffy. You're the fluffiest baby in Fluffy Town.
But we know that already. But do you want to get up on the counter? You want to jump up here?
You want to jump up?
You can just jump up on your own, you know. Nope, the cat wants me to lift her up here. Okay.
Brow, get up there.
Yes, so it's a kitty on the kitchen counter. Yay, we're having fun now. Now we can look out the window. So Pippa is now looking out the window. And speaking of crazy things my cat does, I woke up about 45 minutes ago. Had a pretty decent night. Even though it was super cold and weird, I piled on the blankets, did some good heat strategy things, and I stayed warm, and I actually slept pretty good. Probably a little bit too good, because then when I woke up, my hip was all messed up, but it seems to be fine now. I think it was just, you know, stayed in that position a little bit too long. So I woke up, and what's the first thing I see? Oh, wait, we got it. Can't have that laying around. The cat will try to eat it. What's the first thing I see? I wake up and I'm thinking, wait, why are all of these Kleenexes all over the floor and in strange places? Yeah, so then I noticed that the pink ball was out. Yeah, you found the pink ball, huh?
Meow, you found the pink ball. The pink ball is so fun, isn't it?
So my cat's still looking out the window having a good time. The pink ball. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee know how much my cat loves the pink ball. And, yeah. So the pink ball, while I was asleep, my cat was playing with the pink ball. And it somehow, it ended up near the box of Kleenexes. So that means the Kleenexes now became a toy. And so the cat pulled a bunch of Kleenexes out of the Kleenex box, and they're all over the living room where I sleep. It's like, oh my god. So yeah, cats. And now the water's boiling. Okay, cool. But we haven't measured out our sugar yet. Uh-oh. We're out of sugar. Luckily, I have another 10-pound bag right here. Oops, and it just fell over. Stand up, giant bag of sugar. And then now we got to open it up, and this is a pain, because now all the sugar that's caught in the flap falls out. That's why you always keep your sugar bags inside the plastic bags that came from the store. That way when you open the sugar bag, all the loose sugar falls into the plastic and not all over your kitchen counter or floor or whatever. So now we gotta measure out all the rest of the sugar. Man, it's a heavy bag. It's 10 pounds. About 4.5 kilos for all my metric people out there. Alright, I'm checking the level of sugar in the measuring cup. And then just still a little bit too much. We need to keep removing little bits and pieces. And a little bit more. And this should do it. Is that the right level? Close enough. Sugar goes into the cup. Into the teacup. Stove gets turned off. Water stops boiling. We pick up the water vessel. And this is going to be another one-handed pour here today. And we pour the water into the cup. Like that. Put the water vessel back on the stove. Find the tea in the tea cabinet. Well, technically this isn't the tea cabinet. This is just the cabinet that has some of the tea in it. Clunk, 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 clunk. Open the tea bag. Put the tea bag into the teacup full of hot water. And then we take the foil pouch that had the tea bag in it. We hold it up to our nose and squeeze it as we inhale. Oh, yeah. We get that nice blast of aromatic tea business. All right. So, tea's in the cup. We'll set the timer so that we don't overbrew our tea. All right, so then we grab all this stuff and we take it back downstairs. And now that we've got the tea made, we can finally start the Dubious Goals Committee. What, we're only 12 minutes into this show or whatever. Yeah, some days it's a little loose around here. Now, of course, when I say get the show started, I mean it's time to go to the numbers. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, we already had the numbers. No, we haven't had the most important number. You and I both know what number that is. It's 90210.
So, they meet again by the spin cycle. He with his tiny packets of fabric softener, she folding the clothes to make the woman. And hey, what a falter she is.
Peter, hi, how are you?
Well, I would have been better if you tall. I know, you're the dedicated babysitter, the dedicated pre-med student.
No, hold on a second. But, you know, this is a scene taking place in a laundromat. Are you telling me that the people who live in Beverly Hills, these super rich people who have these giant mansions, they don't have their own washer and dryer, and therefore they have to go to a laundromat? Oh, payphone in the background. Payphone shot.
How do you know I threw away your number?
Well, in case you misplaced it, I could probably be persuaded to give it to you again.
Payphone.
For old time's sake. I mean, if you really wanted it.
Payphone. Baby crying. What were you thinking, bringing your baby to the laundromat? Well, it's a Beverly Hills laundromat, so it's safe and it's okay. And
sorry about before.
Oh, Milton Berle.
I didn't mean to get you into trouble. Warren at lunch, I didn't.
That's no sweat. I'm a prisoner here anyway.
I'm a prisoner too. You get to serve your time and leave. I'm sentenced to life.
No, you're sentenced to death.
Hey, so?
Yeah, Chucky.
Tell you what. What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Partying with the old
guys.
I'll
have to consult my appointment calendar.
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
How about I spring you from this joint?
Yep. Saw that one coming.
That's a good idea.
Steve and Milton Berle are going to go out partying on the town. I haven't ever seen this episode. What do you want to bet that Milton Berle's character here dies during this little junket?
I like a chicken sandwich on white toast with Dijon mustard and a couple of dill pickles on the side.
All right, chicken sandwich it is. I know the best place in town.
Katz's Deli. Oh, wait, that's in New York.
Look, man, you wanted my advice? Here it is.
And, of course, they're at the Page Pit. Yeah.
The mercy of the court.
That's just, I was excited there for a second when I saw the payphone in the laundromat. And I couldn't see it. It was out of focus because the depth of field was set to capture, you know, all the action at the washing machines. And so I couldn't identify the payphone as whether it was, you know, Arbach owned or if it was a Cocot. I'm trying to think. Who was the Arbach for 90210 back in, like, 1992? Pac Bell? Was Pac Bell still a thing at that time? I can't remember. SMJ, if you're paying any attention at all to today's episode, please let us know if you remember. I'm actually thinking about, well, I guess I should probably phrase it this way. I was thinking about buying an old payphone. Not one of the crappy, junky Nortel Cocots that,
you know, were all the rage back in the 90s. But no, I want a good, big, fat, armored Arbok tank. Just one of those giant beasts. So, uh-oh, Milton Berle's off his meds.
Steve, Chucky?
I don't have any money. Leave me alone.
Are you joking with me? Come on, what are you talking about? I'm not doing anything wrong.
I'm gonna call a nurse. That's what I'm gonna do. Nurse! Nurse! Help me!
So,
I'm being robbed.
Robbed? I'm not robbed.
You know what I'm talking about.
We're being robbed of our sanity. Oh. Come on, show some more payphones. Yes, I am one of those people. Whenever I'm watching movies or TV, whenever I see a payphone, I just about lose my mind. I love payphones so much. And, even better, if it's a movie where they're actually using payphones, I love that. I need a payphone. I want a payphone. Give me a payphone. I am a payphone. My daddy was a payphone. My grandfather was a payphone. My great-grandfather was a payphone. My great-great-great-grandfather was a payphone. I did not invent this song. This song was invented and written by, oh, one of me and Booper's friends when we were kids. Kid named Eric, and this is back when we were in grade school. This kid would just at the top of his lungs start singing, I want a payphone. And it rapidly became one of our favorite songs because we had so much fun with payphones. I need a payphone. I haven't seen one in forever. No, I take that back. I did see a payphone recently. Where was that? Now I can't remember. It was some, you know, junky, cheap co-cut. But still, you know, payphone, that was cool. I thought, wow. And it was a fairly new one. I mean, it was something that was installed within the last, like, 10 years, which is weird as hell, but, you know, it happens. Yes, I still have my list of all the payphones that are Arbok phones in my town, except they're all gone now. Yeah, with all the numbers and everything. That was my favorite thing to do, like 15 years ago. I would just drive around on a nice day. I would drive around and look for payphones, and then I would go check to see who owned them, because I'm interested in the phone company ones, because the phone company ones have the possibility of taking incoming calls. Co-cots do not. If you call a co-cot, you'll just hear the modem pick up. So then the next thing you do is if you find a payphone that is actually owned by the phone company, and you'll know because the last four digits always start with 99. And then you call that phone number to see if that phone takes incoming calls. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And so it's always good to know where all of the payphones that take incoming calls in your city are, just in case you need to have somebody call you. And speaking of calls, where are we at with this tea? Is this tea ready? It's ready, but it's going to be hot. Oh, look at the steam coming off this tea. Oh, it's good, though. It's good. Hot tea, hot, 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 hot. Can't drink too much of it because it's hot. Oh, yeah. So, anywho, last night I spent a lot of time watching more Mahjong, specifically Ricci Mahjong, Japanese Mahjong, and oh my god, well I understand the reach now, the Ricci, I understand Ricci, I understand the idea of Dora, but I don't understand where that gets us. I'm not to the points part yet. I still haven't learned all my... what were those called again? Well, I know where the Han are. I do not understand where my Yuka comes into play, and I don't know them all, but... I don't need to know them if I can declare Tsumo. So... I need to know more Japanese people so they can teach me how to play Ricci. Ricci. Richi Mahjong. Oh, it's so crazy. So I actually started watching a sort of a tutorial video of how to play Richi Mahjong. And I only watched an hour of it because it's like 4 hours long. I'm like, dude, really? You can't... The worst part of it is the guy in the video speaks in this manner. Extremely slowly and very long breaks between sentences. It's like, homie, speed it up here. Oh, and I just wish I could get audio when I'm fast forwarding, otherwise I would watch it fast forwarded about 40%. Oh great, look who just showed up.
It's Yang Baby Gazingas. Hi Yang Baby.
You were not being Yang Baby. You need to be Yang Baby on radio. What are you doing? We're not doing kitty stuff because we got to go to a musical break. We got to go to a musical break. Let's listen to some music, Stinky. Just had the strangest urge to hear this song by Jane's Addiction and been caught stealing. Fun stuff from Jane's Addiction. That's been caught stealing. And what am I smelling? Did somebody get caught pooping? Are we doing kitty poops in there? Apparently. because I think I can smell it. Anyway, Jane's Addiction, what a fun band they were. Perry Farrell, he's a little crazy, a little nutty. I appreciate that in a front man for a band. And I liked a lot of Jane's Addiction stuff, especially the early stuff, but I'm trying to remember, did I see them a couple of times? Yeah, it seems like I saw them here, there, whatever, but regardless, fun stuff. Been Caught Stealing, a song that is, you know, basically about theft of property and shoplifting and other cool crimes that we do not condone here on the Dubious Goals Committee. This is not the crime club. Wait, did I just say that out loud? Yeah, but I have to admit, this has been another one of those low productivity shows. It's a low productivity day. I'm just amazed I can even function. I need to drink some more tea. I need to get back to watching my various Mahjong tournaments and that Mahjong video. Hey, what are these people up to? Oh, I hear an automatic Mahjong tile shuffling machine. I want one of these tables. All the pros, they get to play Mahjong on these awesome tables where you sit down in your spot and, I don't know, you push a button and then bloop, the walls just appear out of the table because there's a shuffling mechanism inside the table. It shuffles them up and it deals them up and then it presents them to you and suddenly you have walls. It's amazing. And then at the end of the game, you push all your tiles down into this little pit and it re-goes again. Oh, that's a nice one bamboo there. That was very fancy. The one bamboo is usually a bird. And, you know, there's a nice peacock or something there. Look at that. That's multicolored. That's a 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that a 4 or 5 color one bamboo? That was amazing. One bamboo is one of my favorite tiles. Just one. Red Dragon's obviously one of my favorites. And there's a lot of the weird tiles, like for other versions of Mahjong, like the flowers and stuff like, you know, woodcutter and the stuff like tiles like that. Those are the fishermen. Those are real cool tiles, but we don't use them in Japanese Mahjong, in Riichi Mahjong. And why do I say Riichi in that matter instead of just saying Riichi? I always say Riichi because that's what pachinko machines always say. So let's eavesdrop into some of this commentary on this Mahjong game.
So
yeah, so desu ne. That's the easiest thing to know in Japanese. It's the general affirmation. It's kind of like saying, I know, right? So desu ne. Variations of that. Oh, I want to be the master of saying nothing in multiple languages. I'm already great at saying absolutely nothing in English. I'm really close to being able to say nothing in French most of the time. And of course, I always like to say nothing during the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs during Mahjong games at 19:30 UTC every single day. Every single day, people. This never, ever stops. So tune in tomorrow and every day after that. And it's all here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of Super Dimension Fortress. My name is Tobe. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.